Christ is in our midst. In the first reading today, we heard a short excerpt from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, which is filled with wonderful imagery connecting the high priesthood that God instituted through Aaron in the Old Testament with the perfect high priest, who is Christ. That Aaron and the tribe of Levi were shadows of what was to come in Christ. For as St. Paul tells us, the role of a priest is to offer sacrifice of intercession to God. First for his own sins, because every priest is a sinner, and then also for the sins of all the people. And so the sacrifice that was offered customarily was an animal. Lamb, in particular, was offered up in sacrifice in the temple and in the tabernacle. But here comes, St. Paul says, Christ Jesus, who comes as a high priest, as the high priest, after whom every priest is patterned. And he is sinless. He has no need to offer up anything for his sins. And he doesn't need to offer it up more than one time, because he doesn't offer up an animal. He sacrifices his own life. He is both priest and victim. The one who sacrifices and the one who is sacrificed. And he does it for me and for you. If we know our sins, then we know how great it is, how wonderful that he is priest and victim for us. And as when the Israelites persecuted Moses and Aaron, the first high priest. Where did Moses and Aaron go? But they went to the tabernacle, and they went to pray to God. And what do you think they prayed to God for? It wasn't to be delivered. It wasn't that God would punish the Israelites who were persecuting them. But rather, it was that God would have mercy on the Israelites. Have mercy on the ones who sought to harm them. And this image is fulfilled in Christ Jesus himself, the great high priest who offers himself up for us, even when we reject him. As we heard in the gospel today, how he came and healed the man of demons. A wonderful miracle. The man's restored to his right mind. But all the people of the countryside come to Jesus and tell him, "Go away." They reject him. True, they reject him out of fear, but it's rejection nonetheless, because others rejected him out of envy. But these people rejected him out of fear. They told him, "Go away." And showing how he is true meekness and humility, Christ says nothing to rebuke them. He doesn't ask, "Do you know who I am?" He doesn't say, "Don't you know better? Don't you see what just happened?" Rather, the evangelist is silent on what Jesus says, which means he said nothing. He obeyed and followed through on their rejection by leaving them. But he left behind the man whom he healed. The man who wanted to follow Jesus, to be a disciple. And Jesus told him, Rather, go and tell the people of all the good things God has done for you. Jesus doesn't tell him, say all the good things I did for you. He says, say all the good things God has done for you. And it concludes with the man going to tell the people all the good things Jesus has done for him. Because Jesus is God. And we, in our lives, if we look at them, there have been moments when we have experienced rejection also. By a person, by a company, by people at school. We know what it is to feel rejected. And how do we feel when we are rejected that way? And then look at how Christ is when he is rejected. He doesn't seek to get back at these people. He doesn't gossip about them. He doesn't try to hurt them in return. Rather, he sees to it that even though he obeys them and leaves, he leaves behind his messenger to speak of him, of what he does, of who he is, God. And beloved, this, how Christ is how we are to be. Because he is the eternal model for us of life, of every aspect of life. That we pray for those who reject us, as Moses and Aaron did. That we ask mercy upon them, as Christ himself showed. That we so model Christ in our life that it is his light that shines in us. And so shines in us that others can look at us and see Christ. To him be glory to the ages. Amen.